The views, comments, and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of Morris Media Studios, MorrisMediaLive.com, or its affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
That love I can't let go. I'm feeling higher than the most high. All eyes on us when we roll. I'm your queen, you my hero.
Where my west side girls at?
Where y'all?
Where my east side riders at?
Where they at?
Where my south side gangsters at?
Where y'all at?
Where my riders at? Period. All over the world. All over the globe. We are globally connected. Like Wi-Fi, dipping, the wave. I don't know what I'm talking about, y'all. I just know I'm screaming Bossy, a.k.a. Carlene, and I just know my man Brian's right beside me. How about that? And I know I got some dang on guests up in here. For all you ladies that like the party buses, all you brothers, y'all like getting on the party buses, getting turned up. Y'all love the matching parties. If somebody looking to even perform at some matching parties, how about this? I got some guests in a little bit. It's Mac and Ross, Little Dread, Ross, like Rasta Ross, Little Dread. They're going to be up here in a little bit, let y'all know about the stuff they got going on with the music industry and all that good stuff. You never met Mac before, right? Oh, they can't freaking probably hear me, Ron.
I seen one of them before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The dark-skinned brother, Mac, with the little muscles.
Yeah.
If he got his muscles out there. Well, he had muscles. I don't know. He probably lost the muscles. Anyway, he over there smiling. Stop blushing. Ain't nobody talking to you right now. You ain't up here yet. So anyways, y'all tune in to another great show, Global Street Wave. I think this is my seventh show at the Morris Media Studios. We're live on MorrisMediaLive.com. Y'all check us out. And always go to Morris Media Studios and watch the replays. So what I wanted to do today was, number one, thank all of you that will be watching and that is watching, is tuned in. I went out to an event. Salute to Marie. That's with Platinum Star PR. And she deals with a lot of actors and different people in the industry. And she invited us out to an event the other day. I went with Untouchable Magazine.
Okay.
Me and a young brother went out there. And it was from Sean, S-H-A-U-N. It actually is actually H letter stands for something. But Sean Robinson from Access Hollywood.
Right.
You know who she is?
I've heard
Pretty
of her
lady. Name. Doing the hosting, like I'm trying to get on Access Hollywood or something, you know?
Right.
She had an event, and it was the Empower Girl. It was about human trafficking.
Okay.
And Garciel, I can't even say the last name. Y'all gonna hear it because I got some. I'm gonna play in a minute. Garcelle that was on Fancy on the Martin show. I don't know. Fancy on Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's Haitian, so I can't pronounce her last name. So I'm gonna let her say it on this footage I'll show in a little bit. But yeah, definitely, it was enlightening. It was about human trafficking.
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, I kind of was like hoping I didn't like listen to people. Of course, they're telling something deep, but I was like, I hope I'll be somewhere where I'm like all tired. And it was so interesting and it was so insightful. And I was actually kind of tearing and stuff, man, listening to something the sisters went through. Right. Like, I always talk shit, y'all, right? My mama and all that, and the streets and all that, and grew up in the block. But, like, when I heard that, it really was touching.
Okay.
I have a son. So, thank God, not at this point in his life or in his younger years, someone tried to catch him at elementary school, junior high, high school, or even now, and then have my child as a sex slave. They don't only take girls. They take boys.
Wow.
So, yes, it was very informational. Right. Very informational. Ford had something to do with it. They had a Ford Motors, they had helped out with Ford Freedom.
Okay.
I have to get it right. Ford Freedom had something to do with it behind it. But definitely, it was a sister, Rachel Thomas was one of the survivors.
Okay.
And also a sister, Jessica.
Okay.
Those were the survivors. Yeah, Joan was a deputy probation officer that was there. Kim was a sister from Saving Innocence Organization. She had got a $5,000, grant they had gave her from Sean's Foundation for Girls, which is the Sean Robinson lady. So what I'm going to do, I'm up here rambling, trying to tell y'all about it. Garcelle can tell you best. So we're going to go to this footage where we were out at the Nate Holden's building over here off of Washington on the west side.
Okay.
And y'all check this out, man. Very informational. Keep holding your kids. Hey, y'all. This is Bossy, a.k.a. Carlene, with Global Streetway and Untouchable Magazine. Standing next to a beautiful lady, make me look even more beautiful than I am.
You are beautiful.
Yes, yes. Now, salute to Sean Robinson.
Yes.
She had a great event today. And actually, let us know, because she knows better than me, y'all. Let us know who you are first.
My name is Garcelle Beauvais. You may know me. I'm an actress, I'm an author, I'm a producer. And we were here today talking about an amazing thing that we need to talk about, is sex trafficking and child trafficking. And Sean Robinson brought us all together. And we had an amazing conversation about how to keep our kids safe.
And I cried.
And that conversation needs to continue, because it's happening all over the world, in your neighborhood, in my neighborhood. Yes. It's everywhere.
Yes, definitely. And to add to that, you're here with another lovely lady, a director. What's
yes,
her name?
Kelly Cully. And so what we did is we, yes, absolutely salute to her. We produced a movie, and she directed it, called Lalo's House, and it deals with child trafficking. And we based the movie out of Haiti, but it's happening everywhere. And so it's something that you should look out for.
Definitely. Lalo's House. I had a friend, Lalo, in Oxford.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today, what's awful? When you said Lalo's House, I was like, wow. Definitely, you guys, tune in. Is there somewhere or any type of resources you know about the human trafficking, or maybe with Shelly, with the movie she's doing, where they can
You can go check out laloshouse.com, and then we can give you all the information there.
All right, y'all. Tune in to Global Streetways and Untouchable Magazine.
Hey, this is Garcelle Beauvais, and you're on Global Street Wave, and I want you to check out Spider-Man Homecoming, which I'm in, and also check out Lalo's House. We were here today talking about sex trafficking, which is really important, and it's a conversation that needs to be had. So shout out to Global Street Wave.
Hey, salutes to Untouchable Magazine for that great footage. Garcelle Beauvais. Brian was listening. He's like, Beauvais, he's trying to help me out. So next, we're going to keep it moving, because we have guests that I need to get to and talk about these mansion parties and these asses and shakings on these stripper buses. And you know, I'm going to turn into a pimp, get a bunch of strippers and start pimping them on the party bus with the mansion boys.
Uh-oh. I'm just lying.
He fought for anything I said. That's why he right here with me, y'all. So next, what I wanted to talk about right quick was the Mayweather and the McGregor. Also, me and Untouchable Magazine. You know, I got salute to AJ.
Yes.
Sam Magazine. That's still my man. AJ, my man, but I've been moving a lot with John with the Untouchable Magazines, his brother, with what he's been doing. So he's been doing a lot of camera work. So, anyways, Mayweather McGregor fight at the T-Mobile Arena. It's on Showtime pay per view. That will be August 26th. Connor's talking mess. Connor McGregor.
Yeah.
He said, time on Global Street Wave. He said, he declares he will be God of boxing after beating Floyd Mayweather on August 26th in Vegas. The two-weight UFC champion has previously claimed he will beat Mayweather inside four rounds and remains confident he can shock the world.
Mm.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm just bringing that up because we went out to the press conference. Oh, I left the badge in the bag. I grabbed it. Went out to the press conference. And basically got some good little footage. So I wanted to promote it because the fight's coming up. We ain't going to be in here again before the fight.
Right.
So I had to let y'all know about that. So y'all see Global Streetway, been in the streets. Uh-oh, I didn't ever put my phone on vibrate. Uh-oh. So y'all know we've been out in the streets doing a lot of things as far as we, Global Streetway. No matter what, if you see me, you see without Brian, you see Brian without Bossy, it's still Global Streetway.
Right.
So I was out at the Staples Center, and I'm going to give y'all a little piece of that action of just showing us out in the streets at the Mayweather versus McGregor. Back again, we're gonna keep it rolling like a blunt, like the Rolling Stones, like the river, whatever. Hell, rolling like me and like Brian in a picture that's in our rearview mirror.
Okay,
Tupac.
Yep.
You know, we took Pac lovers. Pictures of me rolling. You got it, Brian. Mm-hmm. Ah. Hey, shouts out to all my Pac lovers. And shouts out to all the people on social media that follow us from Facebook to Instagram. I be getting a little love on Twitter, too. Okay. People be retweeting stuff. Hazel E. retweeted me promoting her footage of us out at the Models Mafia event.
Okay.
I've got Untouchable Magazine again. We filmed Hazel E. performing.
Yeah.
And she retweeted it. I noticed today on Twitter. Hey. And salutes to my man Jerry for this bomb ring. And Makeup by Luar. Once again, any of you ladies or gentlemen, you know, we got a lot of transgenders. But transgenders be doing their own makeup. But any, you know, guys and girls, we don't discriminate. You need your makeup done for, you know, TV, radio, any type of events, or just to go have sex and get it, you know, shit, sweated off. Okay. Trying to get my makeup sweated off. Where you at, baby? Damn. Shit. Oh, my bad. So anyways, yeah. Makeup by Luar. Makeup by L-U-R-A. No, L-U-A-R.
There you go.
Brian, I was going to look at you like I'm about to get beat. How you spell it, Brian? Help me out. So, yeah, definitely give him shots out. I had to give him big props. I'm appreciating him for the third time. He then came to my house before the show. And then, you know, the new word is beat my face up. Y'all see my black eyes? And I did not like the word his hair hat. On the day I had my makeup pretty, but I'm all right, y'all? I'm all right?
Yeah. I like your earrings and your brush.
Yeah, a friend of mine was like, I should wear big earrings. So I was like, okay, I'll wear some big earrings.
Okay.
Okay, on to the next. Okay. We're going to give a couple of shout-outs right quick. Because when the guests get up here, I don't even trying to worry about other people that I know.
Okay.
And I ain't trying to be giving people shout-outs. It's about the guests when they finally get up here. Okay. We got a lot of time. We got another hour and a half. I'm just playing, y'all. Big salutes to DJ Charlie, 97.7 The Blaze. That's the official home of the Global Streetwave when I first started doing the show. Big shout outs to our partners, 1580 AM, the radio show, 97.8 Push Radio. Shouts out to Worldwide Mix Radio, and that's with NBC, KCAA, 106.5 FM, 102.3 FM, and 92.5 FM out in San Bernardino. Okay, I did that.
Okay.
Now I got a word for the day.
Right.
You know, black people are always trying to say words. They don't know. Hold on, y'all.
Magnanimous.
There you go.
Big word. Right.
Magnanimous. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, my word for the day, y'all. And we got a topic. A topic. So the word for the day was positive.
Okay.
To reflect off the topic.
Because
I need people to call in on the topic. Now, you can call in and talk shit about what you feel about it. Talk positive about it. Give some insight. Give some solvations on it. Solvations. Solve the problem. Solve, you know.
Solve it.
Whatever the case might be, Brian. Anyways, Brian over. He just agreed. I love Brian. Just make me feel good about anything dumb I think I'm doing. So, my word of the day was?
Magnanimous.
Hey, I had to let the lady tell me. We always let these white bitches. Sorry, my bad. White supremacy stuff going on. We always let Siri and that other broad tell us, Kathy, tell us shit. That's what I was trying to say. Magnanimous. Very generous or forgiving, especially toward a rival or someone less powerful than oneself. Let me let her tell you again.
Okay.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous. Be magnanimous. Be forgiving. Be very generous. And don't worry about your rivals. You feel me? Because they will all fall down. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was my word for the day.
Okay.
Now the topic, we're gonna let you do your word from the wise.
Yeah.
I'm gonna mention the topic and we're bringing the guests right on.
Okay.
All right. We're gonna get to our guests, y'all. Okay. Entertain y'all with some Rasta music. You feel me? Something positive. We got a video coming up from Ross Little Dread called Born Free. So we're gonna play that in a minute before we bring them up.
Sounds good.
Gonna be my break. But in the meantime, I gotta still wrap on my mouth before I get them up here.
Okay.
Because I gotta get them time. So before they get their time, I need my time to shine.
There you go.
No, I'm just playing. So anyways, the magnanimous word, okay, the topic for the day, y'all, basically was, was magnanimous. I tapped it again. The Lord wanted y'all to hear that again, magnanimous. Be magnanimous, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't be a dickhead. Now, the topic for the day, y'all, call in 323-293-3375. 323-293-3375. And it's about people who bring other people down and dealing with control freaks.
Okay.
So it ain't about right now. You could be dealing with assholes right now. You could have been dealing with somebody at work.
Right.
It could be somebody at work. Always trying to tell you that you came in late, but they're always over there picking boogers and eating in the corner and ain't never working and digging in their nose. No, I'm just playing. So anyways, again, y'all, topic. If anybody's been dealing with in the future recently or you just want to discuss it and you like pissed off like this hit the spot, like it was an orgasm and shit, give us a call, 323-293-3375. People who bring other people down, dealing with control freaks. You know what I'm saying? So, a little bit on that. We'll get back to that topic. Let's see if somebody calls in.
Okay.
Then let's go to your words from the Why? So open up your heart, y'all. Open up your ears. Open up your hearts. And open up your assholes if you let somebody go in there, too. I'm just playing. Just have to say something stupid. Because Brian's about to give y'all the words from the wise, man. Just Brian, just take over with your positivity so I can come back with the sex and all the bullshit.
All right.
Go.
Okay, I'm Brian Williams with Words from the Wise. My word for this week is life. Life is but a mirror looking back at us. Everything we do each day should lead us to impress. And sometimes when we need to see life differently, we have that mirror to help us change our view gently. The eyes of everyone also reflect back. Mirrors come in different ways to show us what we lack. But most importantly, don't forget to always look. Be your best and life will work after the rest. What we see and what we do are reflections of what is true.
Yes.
Instead, each day, set your goals, strive to complete. It is good for your soul.
Yes.
Give life all you've got.
Yes.
Never look in the mirror and stop.
Yes.
I'm Brian Williams with Words from the Wise.
Love it, Brian. You know why?
Why?
Because I had home chick. Let me tell you what she said. Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Be magnanimous. Be generous. You feel me?
Right.
And I like that because also we said we don't let people bring us down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That, well, that's the topic. So with all that being said, the word from the day and that word from the wise should help you out with the topic. So we're going to keep it moving.
Right.
And I definitely thank you, Brian, for coming always with the words from the wise. I thank you sincerely and honestly for having my back. And guess what? We got a call. I ain't even got no headphones. Oh, damn, I got to go way down yonder. Let me see. Let me go down the street and over here and give me some headphones and stuff. Oh, shoot. Is that in? Oh, Lord. I ain't even over there, huh?
Yeah, this
okay, Carla. Yeah. We're going to call her on one moment, y'all. My bad. I was not ready. Oh, shit. What happened to the headphone thing over here? Did somebody mess up the headphone thing right here? Oh, I don't think it worked over here.
Yeah, use mine.
Oh, wow. That was my bad, y'all. Sorry, I didn't check my headphones at first.
Yeah.
Caller, thank you for calling in. Thank you for being patient while I was having headphone technical difficulties. Thank you for calling Global Streetway. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, I'd like to speak to Screaming Bossy.
This is Screaming Bossy. And caller, what's your name?
Hey, happy belated born day, Bossy. It's the Lord Manifest.
Hey, I thought you was DJ Charlie almost playing with me. And I said, wait a minute, that's that East Coast voice. Thank you, babe. How you been?
Good, good, good. You know, I just had to, you know, I saw your Facebook video. You told me to get out of the politics and get at your show, so I'm doing it now.
That's what I'm talking about. And yes, you did when I was live on Instagram. You was paying attention. I appreciate it. And I'm about to come back on there and host one good night with you again. This brother right here, let the people know who where you at and tell them about your show right quick, bro. Give a plug because I was hosting on your show a whole lot with you just a month ago. Let them know who you are.
You know what? This is long overdue, Bossy. Part of me, I should have been tuned in to you because you showed me love a while ago. But, yeah, I'm the Lord Manifest Radar Van. I do my Saturday night show on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, we interview independent artists, et cetera, play the real hip hop, and that's what we do.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, baby, for calling in. Y'all make sure y'all go check out the Lord Manifest show, too, because he deals with a lot of the old school legends, the Wu-Tangs and Methods and Redmans and all that good stuff. So I appreciate you, and happy birthday to you. What day your birthday was on? Oh, salute to all the Leos. That was in my note, too, so I guess I can say that. Salute to Mac in the building. He a Leo. Salute to my Leo on the phone and all the Leo viewers that's watching and will be watching. When your birthday, bro?
Yeah, my born day was the 24th.
Okay, that's right. Well, happy birthday, baby. And we got another caller, sound like coming through. So I thank you, baby. And stay continue watching, tuned in, man, and share.
Peace.
Peace out, love. Peace out, love.
Peace.
Trying to say love and darling at the same time, Wall. Hey, we got another caller. Thank you for calling Global Street Wave. Screaming Bossy in the building. Oh, okay. Oh, well, call back at me. I'll pump for you and shit, and you're going to hang up the phone. Don't be hanging up on me calling up in here. If y'all call up in here just because it's taking me long to answer, you ain't going to be doing that to God when you be up here trying to get to him. So you better wait on a goddess. trying to look ugly with my makeup and show y'all I'm still fine, no matter if I frown or not. So, y'all, we about to go to this video. We got a video, Born Free. We're going to play a little bit of it because Ross got a long damn video. I ain't like cussing people out with long videos.
Okay.
His video, 5 minutes and shit, like he done made a mini film.
All right.
So, we're going to give him a little bit of the mini film. No, it's a positive video.
Okay,
very positive for the kids. So, we about to be back, y'all, with the Mansion Boys. Let's check out this video, Ross Little Trash. Shouts out to my Rostas. Pick up, pick up. Boo, boo.
We have to educate the youth, educate the children. We have to educate the youth, educate the children. I'm gonna say, put up your squad with the power of your word. Cause them don't want to hear about no justice reward. Them just want to rob you and I work you hard. And anytime they want to come and draw that card. No matter if you love them and I show them that. Them still want to blame you for the times that's hard. So look from within, nobody dwell in sin. And walk on the road no matter how it goes in. Are you born free? Society. Tell them, say you're born free. Gotta be who you wanna be. Are you born free? Royal youth in society. Tell them, say you're born free. Yeah, yeah. Be who you wanna be. Now is the time, you say don't hesitate. Cause who knows, must remember when no money now make. When you walk down the road looking for a hot plate. And the man then with the money did I act so fake. Even though the pressure did I weigh upon your back. You knew the teachings of Selassie keep you on the right track. So don't forget your culture, you fail all your history.
I live like Babylon and become a mystery.
Educate the youth, yeah. Educate the children. We have to educate the youth, yeah. Educate the children. We have to educate the youth, yeah. Educate the children. We have to educate the youth, yeah. I'm gonna say live up, let y'all fill up your cup. And the waters of his love will begin to erupt. Let knowledge and understanding be the keys to your life. Through the trials and tribulations, got to make sacrifice. So count all the blessings that the Father sends you. And live a free life that's so happy and true. Learn through your struggle, got to turn your road straight. And give praise to the one that defends all faith. Rastafari.
Youth
in society. Tell them, say you're born free. Gotta be who you wanna be. Are you born free? Royal youth in society. Tell them, say you're born free. Yeah, yeah. Be who you wanna be.
Born free.
In this life, you got to educate your mind and work hard to survive. Be aware of the pestilence and mental genocide, because the wicked them might try come take you on a ride. Stand firm when you're trotting through this Armageddon, cause you know inside yourself you're a true champion. Look around, hear the sound of the positive ones, and set your own example in the rising sun. Are you born free? Trials. Are you born free? Royal youths, are you born free? Youth in society, tell them, say you're born free. Gotta be who you wanna be. Are you born free? Royal youth in society, tell them, say you're born free. Gotta be who you wanna be. You got to walk on the road. You got to be in this life, don't you know?
All right, y'all, give praise and thanks for the mouth, for they are free, for they are the future. I was reading that. So I played the video without the dang on kids in the water. I suppose I had the actual video, fooling with a laptop, trying to be all sedentified and high class versus dealing with my damn phone like I love. I sent the wrong damn thing. But guess what? I go with Street Wave, and I stay live, cracking and popping like Channel 5, so I can play anything all I want. How about that? If I wanted to, I'd go get the video right now. I'd be like, pause, play the right one, but I ain't going to do all that because we got stuff to talk about. I got the matching boys in the building. Who out here in the matching in the hood trying to get out? No, I'm just playing, y'all. I had to get crazy for y'all real quick. Matching boys in the building. Can we get a hand clap, Brian, like we struck it? Oh, Brian playing my cameraman over here and shit. Yeah, hit your chest. Yay, yay. You just gave me a, that brought back memories of somebody beating their chest. Have you ever had sex and the woman made you beat your chest? Mm-hmm. Have you ever had sex and it was so good you beat your chest?
She beat my chest.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. Brian, I know Brian did. He always said, I did. Brian, yeah, girl, make you beat your chest after you beat that thing up.
Mm-hmm. All okay. Day, every day.
So, match your boy, just so y'all know, this is your titty or your pussy, whatever one you like sucking and kissing the most.
Well, I like
and both. You got it. Okay, so talking to it. Yes, your pussy and your titty.
Hello, folks. Hello.
Don't act like it's mine because you might start ejaculating all over the place. So don't pick. But you got to talk in front of the mic, though. Get to my pussy. Okay, get up on the pussy and blow.
Get up on it.
Get up on the little ass titty. My titty is little. It's not big.
Get up on it. Get
I got to push up on. No, I'm just playing. Y'all got to sex your ass, everybody. We're going to go on and keep it going, though. That's Let them know who you are, my brother, to the right,
well,
to the
I'm
left.
Mac. I'm a promoter. That's right. What I do. Matching Boys. My crew. It's my older brother. I promote his music, his vision. Everything. We family, so when it come down to it, I back him, he back me, and from here on out, we're doing Matching Boys, and Ross Lil Dredd as the first artist is coming out of reggae.
Which is what we play, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Born Free, and we're doing videos and matching functions and bus parties. And
I've been to one of y'all functions,
sure,
was dope.
You know, thank you, making sure everything is good, you know, the community. Make sure you have a good time. We all can just party.
You mentioned community. Well, let's let him introduce himself because we played your video. Let the world know who you are.
I'm Ross Lil Dredd, everybody.
That's right, Ross.
How y'all doing?
You got me blunt today, man. I need blunts, big blunts.
We gonna smoke a big,
I need big blumbercard blunt in the blunt in the leaf. We don't smoke Splitty Willow with the Jamaicans. We smoke a leaf, smoke a Dutch.
I smoke a spliff,
then I want to get split. Oh, I'm just playing, y'all. Okay, so anyways, you mentioned community. Y'all know I'm like nasty, and I'm going to go right back to being normal. Now, schizophrenic. I'm normal and perverted at the same
and
time.
And beautiful, y'all.
And beautiful. Hey.
Of course.
Makeup by Loire.
That's the boss right here.
Bossy.
That's my shoulders off. That's my shoulder off for me, Mac. You ain't dusting off hard enough. That's a lot of dust.
That's right.
With all these dusty motherfuckers around me. Okay, anyways, back to y'all. See how I make shit about me. So you mentioned community on Real Talk. We in the Lamar Park area. Salutes to Moore's Media Studios. Right. Again, I'm in my community. This address is close to my address. Hell, but I ain't going to say it because then y'all be like, damn, okay. But you guys do something with the Lamar Park community, or you like some type of activist over there or something? What y'all do?
Yeah, well, we're with the EWF, Ethiopian World Federation.
Okay.
And we work with
EWF sound like E-Dubs back when I was a kid in Dorsey, but finish going.
And we work with the Vision too.
Oh, the Vision. That's whose studio is that? Whose theater is that?
Well, it's actually been given by the city.
Oh, wow, okay.
To the community, so okay. It's for everybody. But they kind of have, you know, they run it.
Okay, do that thing. We're going to have to do some up there at Lamar Park. Mm-hmm. I did some up there with Salute to Rebuild Your Laugh when the kids.
Yeah, it's always open. It's a city, it's a community, you know, based thing.
Okay, super cool. So we got an event coming up September 3rd, right?
Right.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so let's talk about that right quick, just Matching Function.
Yes, we do. Matching Function coming September 3rd. We have a location, two of them. Either we're going to do Hollywood Hills or the Marina. So
okay.
Look for the location on Facebook, Nephew Raider, or on group. Facebook, Matching Boys.
Okay, that's right. You listen.
Of course.
They listen. No, I'm just playing. We ain't gonna bust y'all out.
No, Bossy. You know, she definitely helps me out.
I banged on her.
She's like, a pro.
Better get the
y'all
dang
need
on.
To come on this show.
That's
and
right.
Stop acting like you don't know.
Yeah, like you don't know. Real talk. So with the music now, you know, we're gonna bounce off the Matching Boys.
Right.
I know you guys do some things with production and all that good stuff. I got some questions for y'all too. I wrote a little something for y'all.
Yeah, we're gonna have some guest artists perform.
Okay. And that's going to be at the mansion party. So what's going on at this mansion party? What are we having? We need to entice the ladies and the mans. Is it going to be people coming out there? Is it a pool out there? We're going to be able to...
sauna, pool.
And what type of festivities are going on? Is it going to be vendors?
It's a mixer.
Are you guys going to get vendors? You know you can get vendors
to
come out.
Yes, we have vendors.
Okay, a mixer. Okay.
It's like an industry mixer.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
We've been doing this for over 15 years, so a lot of people that we know, we call personal.
There you go.
And, you know, make sure that they come and
they come
out
and support
and have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoy themselves. Because one thing we do, we party hard.
Exactly.
Sounds we might good. Work hard, but we party just as hard. So when it comes down to it, family and friends and the community, when they come out and have a good time, you want to be secure, you want to be safe. And my track record shows that when you come to my function,
okay,
you function.
And I'm reading a note. When I'm looking down, no, I'm not ignoring y'all. I'm reading my little notes. You know, I try to ask stuff off the dome. But you know, when you talk to people, you know people, you got to ask stuff that's relatable.
Yeah, right.
Now, are you some type of activist for the 420 community?
Well, yeah, I am. I've been a grower all my life.
Okay, make sure you're talking in that titty.
I've been a grower since I was 12.
Okay, oh, wow, super cool.
So, yeah, I'm a real activist in the herb community.
Awesome. You know. And when you add the medical marijuana card, how many plants do they let us grow legally in your home? How many plants
can you grow? It depends on which permit you accept.
Oh, okay.
Like, they have the personal one that does, like, just your recreational thing.
Okay.
And they have one that's up to 99 plants.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Exactly, because it's like when you get the red card, then you can get like the little bit of plants. But
yeah, but you also have to have the facility and the space to do it.
To be doing it, okay. Right. That's right.
And you have to be legal.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Legal.
Now,
you don't need you to clinker.
Do you guys be promoting as far as we're connecting with different people outside the states as far as with the music, promoting with the artists? You got some plugs, Mac, you said, in Atlanta or something like that. What y'all be doing out there in the ATL?
Well, I can say this. I've been fortunate to run into a lot of artists since I've been traveling to Atlanta since 93.
Okay.
And I can definitely say Dorsey High School, whoop.
Yeah, whoop, Dorsey High School. Shouts out to everybody from Dorsey.
Alma Mater, D-House, all that. I can definitely say that my high school has helped me pave the way for a lot of artists dealing in the industry to where we have been on tour with 2 Chainz.
Okay.
We've been in studios with Gucci Man. We've been...
The real one or the new one?
The real one.
I'm just playing. Okay. Is that... No. Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to go there. This is a talk
another
show.
Another topic.
No, yeah. I'm going to throw you off, but I'm going to go there. I don't care because I don't like to
go there. Go there.
You dust on my hat.
Go there, please.
You dust my dust off my shoulders onto my hat.
Everything I tell you is real.
Is that dude... Is this the new Gucci Man? I ain't going to lie. YouTube had me messed up for a whole month.
Yeah.
I was really trying to figure out, was the dude really cloned or was that... I was confused.
That's
is
Gucci.
That really Gucci? Okay.
That's good.
So go on and finish going.
He lost weight and got his teeth fixed.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. We ain't gonna make 20 minutes, so go back. You worked with 2 Chainz, Gucci, and who else? Come on.
Well, I haven't worked with Gucci. I can't say that.
Oh, I thought you just said something about Gucci.
I said I've been in the studio.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah, remember, everything I say is real.
No, I'm glad you just corrected yourself for me saying it in the shit. You know what I'm saying?
And the people that were working with the artist, like I said, I was fortunate to be on the road with him.
Okay.
So I was playing my part as a concierge, you know, making sure
I was trying to figure that word the other day.
You know, making sure the cars are straight. I drove a couple of artists. Make sure that the food was right. You know, I don't have a problem helping my people. You
That's
know,
right.
I love hip-hop.
Like assisting.
Yeah, hip-hop is what it is, you know.
Definitely.
And like they showed me in the South, nobody's job is bigger than the next job.
That's okay. right.
You know, so That's it's right. like the person at the top, he just doesn't work as hard as the person at the bottom.
Okay.
Now, if the person come up and he start working his way up, then there's a person who'll be under him.
That's right.
And that's it. So when you help somebody, you should not help somebody to not make sure that they either do better than you. You should just help people just to be helping.
And there you. Thank you. And then that goes to my topic. My topic was dealing with people. I be sitting in my house a lot. I don't be really dealing with too many stupid people. I cuss people out too much to be dealing with people. So I don't really care. I'm sorry, y'all, with my flipping papers and shit.
Flip, you know what I mean?
People who bring other people down dealing with control freaks. What do you guys got to say about that topic?
Well, I can.
And you ain't got to get no personal experience. Now, just something that, like somebody might be going.
I mean, I like a little control, but I like a little togetherness too. At the same time, like if you can control things and handle it, I'm gonna
like
be
me,
sure.
I'm bossy.
Well,
it's
a
difference.
You got to know who you're dealing with.
Exactly.
So the control can go both ways. You know what I mean?
There
if
you know
your person. That know how
so what about dealing with control freaks? People that's trying to bring you down. What about dealing with? Have you dealt with somebody recently like that?
I gotta go.
Okay.
That's how I deal
with it. It's called hit a corner.
Boom, boom, boom.
It's called Stay in Your Lane and I Stay in Mine. Violate me, that ass. Pay a fine. Stay in your lane and I Stay in Mine. And my beautician, not my beautician, my makeup artist said, I'm going to get it in a minute. I meant to write the shit down. Something like that. It was, he said, stay in your lane, in another word. While people trying to rain on your parade. People trying to rain on your parade.
Don't let them.
You feel me?
Right.
So if anybody out there dealing with people to try to bring them down, and if you wondering what, you know, what is, exactly is that? Oh, let me talk a little bit about that. I got some little notes right quick, y'all.
Okay,
then we'll go back to y'all. I wanted to say, don't let bitter, unhappy people drag you down to their level. Instead, use their behavior as an example of how not to behave and be grateful you are nothing like them. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I got
some more to say.
I like that.
Why do people want to see their own people not succeed?
Yeah.
You feel me? And get to the next level, right? And then I was trying not to make it a black and black thing because the Spanish people be like, the Mexicans do it too. And then white people be like, they be doing that to us too. So I'm like, okay, it's just people in general.
Okay,
it's just people in general. There's no black thing or none of that.
People
get mad at you for nothing, creating problems. You feel me? We've been doing things on our own for years. This is some notes I was writing to my, you know, to tell y'all. You feel me? You meet new people, they become control freaks. You can't control what you didn't create.
Okay.
Drummer Streetway. Hell, little DJ Charlie helped me. He offered a platform to do a TV show.
Right.
I came up with Global Streetway.
Okay.
Anybody after me and DJ Charlie having that conversation on the phone back in 2015?
Yeah.
From when I was already doing public access on Time Warner, doing Express Yourself with Carlene Eola, that's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can look up Express Yourself with Carlene Eola. I got old videos, y'all. Like, nobody new in my life or old in my life going to come and discourage me from what I'm doing.
Right.
You're not going to bring me down.
That's right.
And don't think that you helping me so good and so gracious that if you stop helping me, that my life going to stop.
Right.
Because even if I don't deal with you and I stop dealing with you, don't mean your life going to stop.
That's true.
I ain't got no power over you and you ain't got no power over me.
Okay. Right.
How about I talk to you like that instead of me just directing it to the persons?
Right.
To the persons.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God today and literally, touched and pissed off and bothered by somebody this week.
Yeah.
Because I might send some shots. Brian, keep the gun low. That's okay. Don't pull it out. No Mac. I don't need it. Put the .38 down, Ross. It's okay. So, you know what I'm saying? So I got to send those shots, but definitely we want to encourage our people. So, like I said, you cannot control what you did not create. You ain't even create the person. You in a relationship, your woman can't control you. She ain't the reason why you here. Your daddy nut inspired me. Your mama wound and God thinking about you before they even had you ain't got nothing to do with nobody on this earth but you and the creator upstairs, whoever you praying to. Mm-hmm. Buddha, Allah, Krishna, whoever.
So you can't make me come back. I'm going to come
back. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Period, point blank. What the fuck that come from? Make me come back. What you talking about? Y'all, you sound like Jesus. You can't make him come back. They're going to wait 200,000 more years and still waiting on Jesus and shit. Jesus, because you come back, is Trump fucking up shit. Like, Jesus, where is you at?
Help us out.
Joshua, Jesus, Messiah, hell, what all them names he got?
We
must not be calling on the right name. No, I did. I called on Jesus. I got healed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Shouts out to all my Jesus freaks. All right, y'all. So, what is meant for you will be. People become barriers, hurdles, and roadblocks. So, basically, bringing each other down physically, trying to tear you down. These aren't happy people. They're self-defected. People make you feel confused, not inspired. It's about how you handle yourself, not them. So all that to say, you know, when you're dealing with people that is intolerable, that is unpleasing, that is very negative, remember, even yourself, when you start acting negative, when I catch myself being negative for nothing, I'll be having to examine myself, like, what the hell is you mad about right now? Mm-hmm. Like, you was happy earlier, like, you pissed off. What's your problem? Mm-hmm. Self-examine yourself, all right? And then when you're dealing with people, self-examine them. And some people, y'all, we just ain't meant to be with.
Okay.
We just ain't meant to be around. You got seasonal people.
True.
You got people that come in your life for a reason. And you got people that come in your life for a lifetime.
Social. You know what I mean? Social.
So some people, you know, it's just like having a one-night stand. Your dick was good. It was big. Thank you for fucking me good, nigga. I don't care if you never call me again. Oh, well, I forgot about you because I had 20 more dicks. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just talking stupid faces.
Thank you. Keep them in rotation.
Because I got one more good dick. No, I'm just kidding. No, but real talk, you know, it's all about just, you know, us just staying positive, dude. Y'all can't let nobody tear you down and bring you down. Right. You know, they say the crab and the bucket syndrome, but one of my old conscious-ass friends on Facebook to say that ain't a real syndrome. Don't you hate when people be so conscious? You say conscious shit, you learn from the conscious community, but another motherfucker, he got to come and try to act like that ain't what it is. The Woody Lynch ain't a real letter. Shut the fuck up. Okay. I posted the Willie Lynch letter, y'all, one day. Okay. And one of my conscious friends years ago, before I got heavily into back into my TV stuff, was like, that ain't a real letter. Well, nigga, if it ain't, motherfucker, it worked.
Okay.
How about that part?
It made sense. John Hanson. Y'all know about the first black president? So nobody else want to call me? 323-293-3375. I know I ain't looking for no more dates. Y'all niggas mad or something? All right. GSWMGMT. That's my PayPal.
You on the station.
That's my PayPal. Give me a call, and I'll have phone sex with you right now. Right? I will make sure that you have an orgasm in 2 minutes. Somebody nasty shit. They won't have orgasm, Lisa. If don't know, I mean, now they might be bitter and mad. So who pissed y'all off right now? Who just tried to bring you down? Call me so I can uplift you. How about that?
Energy travels.
Energy travels.
That is so true.
So what do y'all want to tell the people about the Matching Boys and shit? What do we got going on for the new year for the Matching Boys? Are y'all talking about that? Because shit, this year is almost over with.
Well, I could definitely tell you that our next move after this Matching function is going to Atlanta for the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
We've attended a couple of them. So not only are we working in studios and dealing with videos and certain parties, VIP sections and bottles and stuff like that. If a person wants to come along, of course they have to come to this function September 3rd.
Okay.
Get with us, get some information, understand what's going on in the industry.
Exactly.
And then we go from there. So,
what you want to talk to them, Brian? Hell, I've been running my damn mouth for the whole 40 fucking minutes.
What's going on, Big B?
Brian, talk for the next team. Yeah, I'm kicking back. Good, here, give me the phone.
We working, I got
to listen to hey, I'm all about that positivity.
That's right.
That you're reaching out to the kids in the community.
That's all good,
you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Everybody needs to be like that, you know, because, you know, I work with the kids in the community and do a lot of things for them, too. You got each one to teach one.
That is so true.
There you go. Right.
The youth, that's the next generation. So it's like, how can you not help them when you know you needed the help? So now that we older, we had to set it right. You know what I mean? Pay attention. Make sure they understand that we care about them like they care about us.
For sure.
Like you said, each one teach one.
Right. That's right. And you was talking about the people need to reach out. Darren Cage, I see you on the Facebook. Mm. Yeah, come on up in here so we can talk about that Cage cartel. Mm-hmm. Go on, Brian. Keep talking. I've been talking too much.
All right.
You know, I'd be remembering that. My mind be like, you didn't let Brian talk.
Yeah.
You ain't let Brian ask no question.
You got it.
You know what I'm saying? So go on, you go, Brian.
Okay. It's all good.
Talk to these Negroes.
Damn. You know what I mean?
What is the biggest message you wanted to portray to everybody out there that you wanted to let everybody out here in Global Street Waves know?
I would like to tell everybody that you have five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't fight anybody with these five fingers just out. You're trying to hit somebody, trying to hit somebody. But if you close it up, that's unity.
Yep.
There you go. And that's why I was talking about my doggone topic. You feel me? Dealing with people trying to break people down, ain't got no unity. And shit, we need Queen Latifah and them songs come back. It's too much ratchet music.
Okay.
The music, because you know, a lot of the music. A lot of the TV shows influencing shit. I think being a side chick is cool now and shit. I ain't got to worry about.
I mean, you learn from y'all.
I'm just talking shit.
It don't matter.
I'm just talking shit. Like, being a side chick.
Come and go.
I ain't going to stay a side chick. I'm eventually get married one day.
Relationships going to come and go with your folks and friends.
They are.
Stay solid. So you got to think about, you can't make a person be in a strong relationship. That's called work.
There you go.
Really true.
It is.
You're not going to work on it.
That's why I like being friends first.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't have no choice.
Because when you're a friend, like if I meet you, right, and then we just off top hit it off, we cool, and then you're like, I want to get at you, baby. I like you and shit, you know?
Yeah.
And you cool and all that. And then, like, okay, cool, but if you be like, I like you, and you being real about stuff, we ain't even said we trying to go with each other, but we having bomb sex, and we friends.
Yeah,
and even if we never have sex again, or we have friends.
You know,
but I just like being friends first, because it's, to me, it's men are more realer.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet nobody named like, I like you, I want you to be my woman. No, you don't, nigga, you don't know me, I'm crazy. And you got to make sure you like the crazy.
You know men like that crazy shit.
Yeah, they show
you. You know we like that crazy, you know. Ain't nothing like that crazy. That crazy all over the place.
I'm making love to Facebook, y'all, I'm sorry. Let me get this back to Brian. So go. Oh no, I gotta go. Go on, Brian. Ask him some more. Go on, Brian. We got 15 more minutes with these brothers.
Okay, but you know, like I want to ask, as an artist, what is the biggest mistake you have done in your music career, and how did you fix that mistake?
I've been an artist a long time.
Okay,
and I waited a long time to release my music to the public. When it was already ready, like it was actually ready for the public, and I didn't release it.
Okay.
But when I finally went to Hawaii and put out my video.
Is that the video that I was supposed to play the right one? I'm going to trip. I got you on the next show because that's positive.
Yeah.
Finish going. I played the one with the dong on steel slides.
That's when I got the right reaction from the people in the world.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's good.
I was looking for it.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. So you got an album or something you're working on right now?
Yeah, I put it out.
I'm sorry, y'all. I hate when I be watching people's shows. I hate when I'm watching people live shows and the host be doing shit like I'm doing right now. Now I'm doing it because I want to be live on my Facebook. Finish going. What the fuck, boss?
I put out my first album in 2015, Born Free. Yeah.
Well, okay, that's right.
It's on Amazon, you know, Google Play, Ross Little Dread, Born Free. You could look it up. On
and that's Ross, R-A-S. So you're a Rasta. Now, you a born Rasta or you a part of the culture? You joined the Rasta culture?
I was born free. It came to me.
Okay. I mean, the reason why I say that, because, I mean, you know, like everybody
wants to.
There you go. Break it down. There you go.
When you wake, when you start growing, you're looking for a certain impression in life. You're looking for your vision of what you see inside of you.
Right.
And when I saw Rasta, that's what I was looking for. I knew that's what I was looking for.
That's right. Cool. That's right. Yeah, cool. So what's next for the Mansion Boys? With the artist movement, as far as not on the mansions and all that. Look at me. Look at me on my line.
We're looking for new, hot, decent, understanding artists that really know that it's all about the grind and the hustle.
That's right.
If they don't have that, the talent is not going to match up with those two things.
And you're definitely right about the grind and the hustle, because people need to learn how to promote.
It's a triangle thing. It's like the Lakers.
That's
important. Triangle offense. You know what I mean? You got the grind, the hustle, and the talent.
Speaking of the sports, what's going on in sports right now besides the Mayweather?
Dodgers doing good.
Okay, Lakers, talk about some sports to the people.
Raiders,
we got men watching.
You know what I mean? We got
two teams.
Chargers here. We got the Rams here.
While we talking, because Inglewood about to move all the people out. Inglewood about to be the new Hollywood, not Meadow Hills.
Right.
West. That's all I can say.
All about to stay where I stay. I'm glad I got a landlord ain't rich.
Okay.
But they might buy them out then, huh? She trying to sell it and she just bought the shit.
The West came back.
Boy, I'm trying to stay in the hood because they fucking the hood up. I ain't going to no Lancaster, no farm.
Right, that's too far.
No, I was going to say something else, but I'm going to keep it solid. Lancaster.
Lancaster. I ain't going out there.
No.
I ain't going to none of that shit.
That's where I'm from, the West.
I'm going to stay right in the South.
Right here on Crenshaw.
Right here at Crenshaw.
Yeah, we in the community.
Do my show.
Wake up, born and raised right here.
This Kilpatrick? What's his name? Colin. How'd you say his name? The dude,
Kaepernick.
I said Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
So enlighten me about that. I know I'm the wholesale, but y'all to me.
What's
going on with that?
I would say his career was at a certain point where he mixed politics, which they say politics and religion is number one to where you're going to have a problem.
That's why I talk about boobies and titties and sucking dick, and bitches need to suck dick more instead of politics all the time on the show. Suck dick, bitches. I ain't worried about Donald Trump. Suck that nigga dick tonight, because if the police come in there and the white man come knock y'all ass out and pull us all out the house, at least that nigga had a good nut before they came and martial law. Suck your man's dick, bitch. You never know when we're going to get martial law. Eat that pussy good, nigga. I'm just playing.
Dang, if they need it, you know what I mean? They say it's a stress reliever.
It is.
Having sex.
Oh, yeah, well, shit.
If you don't bust one, how you going to get...
They say that because women be uptight and shit.
Yeah.
That's really true. You know, but they going to put you in hell for fornicating and shit in church. That's why a lot of motherfuckers stress talk.
Let it go.
Toys, whatever you got to do. Enjoy yourself.
I never use toys. Well, I can't ask y'all because y'all ain't no woman, so. I never use toys. No, I know. I got my fingers.
That's what I'm saying.
I mashed them motherfuckers.
They got fruit. You know what
I like doing. I like masturbating with the right hand better than the left hand. It was more comfortable. I get a nut quicker. I'm just talking stupid, y'all.
You know what I mean?
I'm just talking
getting that jacuzzi, getting that water.
I thought I was going to add normal stuff, but
That's why we're having this Mansion Boys party, because it's hot in Cali.
There you go. See how he bring it back to life? Bring it back to life.
It's been in the hundreds. Mm-hmm. And all our girls out here is wearing the skimpies, and we having this party. All y'all females come out.
That's right. Come out with your bossy's boobies.
For real.
Shirts.
Come have fun.
Real talk. Okay. And it's going to be September. Is it still going to be hot September 3rd?
Yes.
We hot.
Yeah.
I'm hot. I'm a lion.
It's an Indian summer, y'all.
Yeah.
When's your birthday, Matt?
Monday.
Oh, okay, happy birthday. Matt got a birthday coming up. Shout out again to all the Leos.
Okay.
And shout out to all my people on Facebook watching, y'all. We got a lot of people watching.
As they should.
I like to give them love. Rondell called in.
Watching.
Salutes to Mary White.
We are.
But see, him. Robbie Nelson. Hey, Robbie Nelson. I remember Robbie from, damn, I met this guy somewhere. Hey, Robbie. A job
call.
Or something. What's up, Beastmasters? Salute to the Beastmasters with that damn butter. I ain't made no bossy cupcakes, nigga.
Tell we bossing up.
We bossing up.
Yeah.
What's up, Tiffany? What's up, Nikki Rich? Salute to Matt, Darren. What's up, Untouchable Magazine? Hollywood King. What's up, my bossy model, Rashonda? Rashonda, call in. Why your ass ain't called in yet? 323-293-3337. 323-293-3375. You new millennium motherfuckers, y'all
want to
text.
Like texting?
And all that bullshit, y'all need to call into my damn show.
Okay. I'm going to hear all that.
I'm going to call my mama and tell my mama on y'all. And I'm going to have my mama bang on y'all ass. I'm going to have my mama beat all y'all up.
You wouldn't boss
me. I don't care. I don't want to talk to me. I don't care. I got friends right here. I don't need y'all.
Hey, bossy.
You know what I'm saying? What's up?
Ask her a question.
At the party, we got some exotic cuisine that a lot of people may not have in a long time.
What's an exotic cuisine? Oysters and shit?
Nah, we got my boys going to come cook y'all some gumbo, some special.
Oh,
gumbo.
That's bomb. Yeah. So we got
gumbo's
some food. Okay, so before
food.
We get out of here, because we got about 9 good minutes to go.
Oh, yeah, real
let's
food.
Again, last but not least, let's promote this. September 3rd, where is this mansion party at?
At a disclosed location.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Because we just probably... Because
so we don't need no haters
I'm
coming up trying to...
I'm already knowing. And then niggas getting, like, the brother got killed at that mansion party. Okay. That was so sad.
That's why we
I never wanted
security.
To go to another one ever again.
It's
going to
be top
home.
Flight right. Alpha Centurion
so,
security.
Yeah, we don't play
so,
that shit.
So, basically, Mansion Boys with a Z. Y'all got to go to the group page. Go add people to the group page and add yourself and all that good stuff.
That's
I'm
right.
going to add people from the, okay. to the group page.
Or Nephew Raider on
and,
Facebook.
Nephew Either Raider or. On Either Facebook.
Or you
Nephew.
Can even contact
or
Bossy.
Or Mac. You can contact Bossy, but these niggas don't pay me, then you can't contact me
shit,
for shit. And then Mac.
Don't think Bossy don't get
Mac,
that check.
Because Leos think they Max. Is that why you go by the name Mac? Because I used to think I was
That's
a Mac in the
name.
Eighth grade.
That's a name.
Oh, it is. Mac, fuck, I ain't been dealing with you. I forgot your name. No, I'm talking too much.
yeah, you know.
What's your name, nigga? I forgot that nigga real name.
Mackin.
That's good. I forgot his real name. He must one important.
Mackin.
Mac, I ain't supposed to tell these bitches your real name no way and shit. But I remember your real name.
That's the
MAC.
They got to find me.
Okay. Anyways, Mac for shit was the whole point about the Mac name.
That's on Instagram.
Mac for shit. Go on Instagram. He always promoting on there. What's your social media stuff?
I'm Ross Little Dread at Facebook.
Ross Little Dread.
Ross
Little Dread
at Facebook.
You feel me? And y'all know to keep following Global Street Wave. Y'all know to tune in to Moore's Media. Brian, I'm tired of holding this shit.
Worldwide.
I'm talking
about the worldwide, Crip.
I hate when people do that, but I guess it's the new millennium.
Worldwide. Don't
Did you just say Crip and Gangbang? Blood, the essays, for this nigga get me shot up afterwards. Bloods, essays too, nigga. All y'all. No, I'm
Big up to all the rosters
hey,
out there.
We'll talk right quick. I want to say something.
Yes.
I just thought about this. Fuck this talking stupid and these bossy titties.
Uh-oh.
It's some shit going on right now. I don't know what the fuck the government is up to and what the fuck Trump and them got going on. I don't know what the fuck they plan on doing in the next few days. Because every time there's some shit on the news going on, it's some other shit in the backyard they're doing. So I really want to say this. And the reason why I had a topic today about dealing with people trying to bring you down and control freaks is just we need to honestly stay a lot more focused, not only on our careers and what we're trying to become, but just on life and our everyday surroundings. You know what I'm saying? I like to act the fool and I like to stay pumped and happy because it's a lot of shit going on that I study, that I have to ignore and still live my life on this earth and not worry about being controlled by people that I know actually control this earth, but not more than a higher power. I'm saying it all to say, it's a lot of shit going on. And when you said, when I was playing with the Crips and the Bloods, like this gang banging shit is ridiculous.
Right.
And I know you dumb motherfuckers ain't gonna stop, but if any of y'all got any sons and daughters to gang bang, you need to talk to these kids. I mentioned the human trafficking earlier. We got to really, really, really start really taking care of our youth and watching out. Back in the days, you used to get whooped your kids' ass next door. Now, don't nobody want you telling their kids shit. You know, we really need to start coming together. You put the fist and balled it up earlier and was talking about unity. We really need to start finding a lot more unity because as I'm noticing, times is changing and it don't seem like shit is getting as greater in the political field.
True.
We had Obama. Everybody thought he was the black Jesus. He ain't did shit. Fuck him too. I said it. Fuck Obama. No, I'm just playing y'all. And his Obamacare. But I'm serious. Now we got Trump. Just imagine when that motherfucker leave, Whoa. Who else we gonna get after that? If y'all go Google all the presidents, go look at them evil, wicked, motherfucking blood-sucking ass. Look at those people. They look like devil worshippers. I'm saying all that to say, I watch every reality show come on. I entertain myself with it. But don't be a fucking fool. Stop acting like these people, y'all. And we really do need to start uniting. If you're around people that bring you down, man, get the fuck away from them. Because tomorrow morning we can wake up and the motherfucking law is at our door trying to put us all on the motherfucking train, but they ain't finished the shit yet on Crenshaw. So I think we got a little more time. I'm being funny. But I'm telling the truth.
But you being real.
We need to stop fucking being bitter.
Yeah.
Stop being aggravated and mad at people. You compete with motherfuckers. Social media is so full of shit now because we could tell all our business. If people see you shining, they mad because they not shining like they think you shining. I ain't going to say not shining like you shining. Like they think you shining. Like everybody don't have the same light. And everybody's light don't shine as bright as the next person's light. And one thing you best to believe, bitch, nigga, motherfuckers, you can't stop or take my shine away.
Okay.
It's always more than one light.
You cannot stop my light because it comes from the higher power above, and I could cuss and say this shit while I'm saying it because I mean what the fuck I'm saying.
That's right.
I'm saying that to say stop fucking with people light. If you dark, go find yourself some light. Real shit. Because I know personal people that are fucking dark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we might put your lights out.
No, you don't get your lights put out fucking with me by the higher power. I'm going to burn a candle and tap it on your ass and go get some voodoo on you.
Do something.
So don't come fucking with me because I'm going to put my voodoo shit on you and I'm going to go back to Africa and shit and put some spells on your ass. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with me and I won't fuck with you. But no, real talk, y'all, it's a lot of shit going on with the government, the politics since day one. And we still been surviving this shit. So let's keep surviving it. And in the meantime, fuck, be happy, suck dick, get some pussy, get some dick. Fuck a dick in a booty hole. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. Leave gay people alone, too. Leave these transgenders alone. You don't know what the fuck people been through in their fucking life. People have been molested. People have been touched. People have been raped. And that's why a lot of people possibly are not wanting to have the same sex partner because women are pissed off at a man because their fucking uncle or their daddy raped them. Or a young brother been molested by a fucking woman.
No,
now he's scared of women. I'm serious.
That's real. You don't know
you
why.
You motherfuckers is too judgmental. Everybody want to talk about people. Stop talking about what this bitch selling her pussy on the streets. The bitch, you fucking niggas for free. You feel me? Everybody got something to say.
Yep.
You feel me? We all got something to say, but we ain't got shit to say happy unless we some type of great person with words of encouragement. So Bossy did a rant. And my rant was a fuck you to you bitter motherfuckers who don't want to be unbitter.
Stay bitter.
Okay.
You feel me? Stay bitter, bitch. Stay bitter, nigga. I ain't calling you kings and gods. You're not a king and you're not a god. Mm-hmm. You're a bitter motherfucker. Yeah. All right? So take that bitter shit. Go bury yourself and jump off a fucking bridge. Do whatever the fuck you got to do. But leave people alone that are happy. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Unhappy people, misery love company. That is very fucking true. You guys, if you're in a relationship, that shit ain't right. You're not happy. You need to stop thinking because you've been with somebody for 3, 4, 5 years that you got to set your ass in some shit, especially where you ain't got no goddamn kids and y'all don't live together. And if you do live together, you need to get your shit right. Guess why? Because you're going to set your ass in some more shit and you're going to be unhappy, unaware of things that are going on. Yeah. Y'all get out these whack ass relationships. Get out these whack ass friendships. Everybody ain't your brother. Everybody ain't your sister. Everybody ain't your damn friend. I love my son, Joaquin. You know why? Because my son keeps me beautiful and my son ain't stressed me out. And how I went to jail chasing behind niggas, I ain't had to go for my son.
Okay.
That's so I'm happy mama.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a happy mama. I thank God for that. I'd actually thank that nigga's daddy. Thank you, Big Joaquin, the dickhead. I'm just playing. People know me. You know every time I mention my baby daddy, I'm like, dickhead. Stop fucking bashing the baby daddies, baby mama. Stop bashing baby daddies. That brother probably don't know shit. That's why he ain't doing shit. Get with your family hell and raise the baby with the village that's trying to help you.
Okay.
And I think that my time is up. Get your shots out. Get your shots out.
Well, I definitely
shout out to you bitter bitches and you bitter niggas.
Shout out to Bossy. You know what I mean?
Get some
appreciate
juice.
You letting us on this show.
Punk
you
motherfuckers.
Know what I mean?
Y'all still cussing out the bitter people.
West Coast. We appreciate this weather.
Yay, yay.
You know the weed. And women, of course.
Bossy's boobies. I want to give y'all my boobies.
Boys and all my folks and family that's coming out September 3rd and chill supporting. You know, come through and have a good time.
Self-love. Okay? Self-fucking love. Love yourself. Touch yourself. Mm-hmm. Brian, what you want to say to the people?
All right. Well, I just want to say salute to everybody that's out there to uplift the children out there in the communities and all the artists that's trying to do something positive with a message in their music because you need to uplift these kids. We got a lot of stuff going on. We need to bring some light to these kids, you know, give them a better world.
Yeah. Like the song
Respect
Born Free.
For that, Brian.
So we thank y'all again. I think my time is up. Yup, okay. It's five on the dots. We ain't going to violate the Morris Media and the Portis.
That's right. That's
we about
right.
to get out of here, y'all. I just did a little rant at the end just to let you bitter motherfuckers know. That's either right. get unbitter, stay the fuck away from happy people, y'all. You
one
can't
love.
Stop
one
it.
Love, y'all.
One love. One love. Global Street Wave, y'all. Stay tuned in.
Mansion Boys.
Bossy's the real. Bossy's the real.
Boogie down. 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 Boogie down.